and gentlemen, listen.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Taking on bureaucrats.
Lost jobs and foreclosed homes.
Corporations.
We will make this the most honest, ethical.
That would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, back to Casablanca even. The walls are crumbling down around Big Pharma this week as we bring you an explosive report on the Robert Scott Bell Show that has come out revealing how Big Pharma's money is influencing physician prescription practices. And the federal government actually has taken interest in this suit. They've taken over the lawsuit. Maybe they even recognize the illegality of the way Big Pharma operates here. Benefits and risks for Rapamune is consistent with its FDA-approved label. Never mind the rampant kidney failure out there due to the drugs that you're relying upon. FDA-approved drugs. It's body part removal service in America. Just wear them out, we'll replace it, and we'll get you on drugs for life till you're dead. Let's go ahead and run clip one.
You will speak only on the slides that we provide you, and we will tell you exactly what you will say.
Yeah, and that's actually a good doctor that's come forward and acknowledged that. He's trying to do his level best to present science, and they're saying, no, go by the script. Just tell everybody how wonderful it is. Do it, off-label, anything. Cephalon now. And we're doing it at a very perilous time. Just in the last couple of days, the Department of Homeland Security, yes, they've been groping and feeling and X-raying Americans just simply because they are guilty of traveling on airplanes. But Homeland Security is now seizing domain names without due process. That's right, seizing them without due process of law. Right now, continue on with Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as David Steele will join us in a moment. And, of course, the story Clark Baker is telling us. This, now, your investigation revealing the HIV Innocence Project.
Yes, as I was indicating, Inati Torres was our first customer, a client, a criminal defendant. She was facing 30 years in state prison.
So that's why this show, I believe, is so important of any that I do every year here as we preempt World AIDS Day. David, stay with me. Clark, Liam Sheff's going to stick around. We've got lots more with Joan Shenton, Charles Geschechter, Scott Kennedy, Chris Barr, restoring integrity, health, healing, and freedom all over this globe through the Robert Scott Bell Show, reminding you every week as we do, as we preempt World AIDS Day today, that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the news.
Robert Scott
Bell Show.